At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. At Ritual, we know what goes into a magical holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. This new year, take a moment for yourself with simple daily rituals that help you put your foundational health at the top of your to-do list. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin is a clinically backed multivitamin featuring 9 high-quality key essential ingredients to help you fill key nutrient gaps in your diet. Or maybe you're stressing your daily protein intake, or you want to double down on support for your gut microbiome. From plant-based essential protein to 3-in-1 pre, pro, and postbiotic strains with Symbiotic Plus, Ritual helps you focus on supporting your body after a long season of juggling everybody else. And for a limited time, do it with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome to the deep dive, where we take those say what moments, you know, and turn them into aha moments. Today, we're diving into neighbor conflicts.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. You know those situations. Maybe it's a barking dog at 3 a.m. Or a fence dispute that gets out of hand. Well, you'll hear all about it in today's story. We're going to unpack a firsthand account that takes bad neighbor to a whole new level.
What I find fascinating about these deep dives is how they show just how quickly things can escalate.
Right.
You might be listening thinking that would never happen to me.
Right.
But often these conflicts start small.
Yeah.
And then spiral in ways you wouldn't expect.
Exactly. And you know, we've all experienced those little neighborhood annoyances.
Sure.
But this story is a powerful reminder that those everyday irritations can morph into something much bigger. You know, something that can really shake your sense of security and peace.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Oh.
Imagine you're living in a quiet, friendly neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, the kind where kids are playing, dogs are barking.
Yeah.
It's that comfortable, familiar rhythm of daily life.
Mm.
That's where our listener's story begins.
Starting with that sense of normalcy really amplifies the contrast when things take a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
Makes the conflict all the more jarring.
Totally agree. Then new neighbors move in.
Okay.
A single mom with her 2 adult children.
Okay.
And almost immediately things start to feel off.
Interesting.
Yeah. And this is where we see that first little crack in the facade of peaceful coexistence.
Uh-huh.
What seems like a minor issue ends up setting the stage for a major conflict. And that issue, my friend, is loud music.
Oh, boy.
Not just your average tunes. We're talking window rattling, teeth vibrating bass that blasts until 2 or 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Specifically on weekends.
Oh, no.
The listener even described it as feeling like someone was tapping on her ribs.
This is such a vivid detail.
I know, right?
And it really underscores how intrusive noise can be.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just an annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be almost a physical assault on your senses.
Right. Imagine trying to sleep, let alone get a 3-year-old to sleep with that going on.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine.
So our listener does what most of us would do. She sends a polite text message asking if they could please turn down the music at night.
Such a reasonable request, right? And this is where we get our first glimpse into the neighbor's personality and their approach to conflict.
And that personality is, let's just say, not exactly neighborly.
Oh,
instead of an apology or even an acknowledgement,
The
neighbor replies with, "You don't like it. Well, too bad. You don't control me."
Wow, that's
I know. Okay. If I got that text, I'd be feeling some serious chills.
That response is a major red flag.
Yes.
It suggests a complete disregard for boundaries and a need for control.
Right.
For the listener, this likely triggered an instinctive feeling of unease.
Oh, for sure.
And set off alarm bells.
Yeah.
What's interesting from a psychological standpoint is that this reaction is a classic example of what we call reactive aggression. It's an impulsive, emotionally driven reaction rather than a calculated attempt to problem solve.
I see.
This could indicate that the neighbor might struggle with emotional regulation or has a history of avoiding conflict.
Interesting.
You as the listener might consider how that initial response would shape your own actions moving forward.
Okay, so things are already feeling tense.
Yeah.
But instead of maybe dialing back the noise, the neighbor doubles down.
Oh, no.
She starts bombarding the listener with a barrage of unhinged texts and calls.
Oh, wow.
And when the listener blocks her number, the neighbor leaves these passive-aggressive voicemails like, "If you don't come outside and talk to me, I'll make sure you regret it."
Wow, now it's escalating from inconsiderate to downright menacing.
I know.
The listener is starting to feel unsafe in her own home.
Right.
And that fear is only compounded by the fact that she has a young child to protect.
Exactly.
It's no longer about noise. Well, it's about feeling threatened and vulnerable in your own space.
And remember, all of this is happening in a neighborhood that was described as peaceful and friendly.
Right.
Talk about a nightmare scenario.
To make matters worse, the neighbor shows up at the listener's door.
Oh, gosh.
Banging and screaming for them to come outside.
Ugh.
And this happens on Thanksgiving Eve of all nights.
Oh, no.
They refuse to engage, but the neighbor's response is straight out of a thriller.
What'd she say?
"You're going to regret this. You don't want to see what happens next."
Ooh, that's scary.
This is a classic tactic of intimidation and control.
Yeah.
By involving her children in the harassment, the neighbor's trying to wear down and isolate the listener.
Yeah.
Creating a constant state of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
This behavior is consistent with what we see in cases of escalating aggression.
Okay.
The aggressor seeks to dominate and control the situation.
Right.
Often resorting to increasingly extreme measures.
Wow.
You as the listener might be thinking, "Well, I would never let it get that bad."
Mm-hmm.
But remember, these situations often escalate gradually. It starts with what seems like a minor annoyance.
Right.
And before you know it, you're feeling trapped and afraid.
And that feeling of being trapped must have been incredibly intense for the listener.
Oh, yeah.
You try to be reasonable. You set boundaries. But nothing seems to work.
It's so frustrating.
At this point, what options do you even have when you're facing this kind of relentless harassment?
It's a truly powerless feeling. And in this case, the listener and her husband are desperate for some peace, especially with the holidays right around the corner. They manage to negotiate an 11 p.m. noise curfew with the neighbor.
Okay.
Hoping for a little respite.
Right.
But you guessed it, the agreement is broken almost immediately.
This feels like a pattern we see often in these kinds of situations.
Yeah.
The aggressor might offer a temporary solution or make a promise to change their behavior.
Right.
But is it ever genuine?
Rarely. And when the listener's husband texts the neighbor about breaking the curfew, her response is just unbelievable.
Oh, no.
"I don't give a crap about your stupid rules. You don't tell me what to do. You better get used to it."
Wow.
It's like reasoning and basic respect have completely flown out the window.
This is where I'd be thinking, okay, enough is enough.
Right.
So the listener and her husband decide to call the police for the first time?
A big step.
Yeah.
And it's telling that the officer who responds is initially confused.
Really?
He assumes it's a minor neighborhood squabble until he sees those text messages.
Oh, wow.
And then his whole demeanor changes.
That reaction from the officer speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Suddenly, this isn't just about noise complaints. It's about documented harassment and threats.
Right.
That elevates the whole situation to a new level of seriousness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But sadly, even police involvement doesn't seem to faze this neighbor.
Oh, no.
After the officers leave, she sends another text. "This isn't over. Watch your back." Chilling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine trying to enjoy the holidays with that hanging over your head.
It's a constant state of anxiety. The listener is starting to realize this isn't a conflict that can be easily resolved.
Yeah.
The neighbor's behavior is becoming more erratic, more threatening.
Right.
and that sense of safety in their own home is completely shattered.
And as we move into the new year, things go from bad to worse. The bizarre texts continue now, filled with rambling accusations and insults.
Gosh.
The neighbor even involves her children having them knock on the listener's door at all hours.
Oh, no.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
It's like a siege, a psychological war of attrition.
I see.
The goal is to wear the listener down.
Yeah.
Make her feel constantly on edge, completely powerless.
Oh, wow.
Sadly, this kind of tactic is not uncommon in cases of persistent harassment.
And just when you think it can't possibly get any worse, it does.
Yeah, what happened?
The listener discovers that her property has been vandalized.
Oh, gosh.
Her bushes are trampled, her mailbox is smashed,
and a
threatening note is left behind. You don't get to tell me how to live.
This is getting serious.
I know. This isn't just noise anymore. This is a physical violation.
Right.
A clear escalation to property damage and a direct threat.
This act of vandalism is a major turning point in the story.
Yeah.
For the listener, it shifts the conflict from annoying to truly dangerous.
Yeah.
Remember those chills you felt after the first text message?
Yeah.
Well, now imagine those chills turning into full-blown fear. The kind that makes you question your safety and makes you wonder, how far is this neighbor willing to go?
It's a horrifying realization, especially after they've tried everything to resolve the situation peacefully.
Right.
At this point, the listener and her husband are left with a truly heartbreaking decision.
They decide to sell their home and move.
Wow.
It's a huge step driven by fear and anxiety.
Yeah.
And it really underscores how deeply these conflicts can impact our lives, forcing us to make choices we never anticipated.
It's tragic that it came to this, but can you blame them?
Not at all.
Imagine the weight lifting off your shoulders.
Yeah.
You as the listener can finally breathe again. Your child can sleep peacefully and that constant fear and tension starts to fade.
Mm.
It's a bittersweet relief.
Yeah.
Having to leave a home you love because of someone else's behavior.
Right.
But sometimes prioritizing your well-being means making difficult choices.
Absolutely. And the story doesn't end there. While driving home from the store one day, the listener spots her former neighbor standing by her door staring at her.
Okay, that sends shivers down my spine.
Right.
Talk about unsettling.
No shouting, no waving, just a chilling predatory gaze.
Even though she's physically distanced herself from the situation, that encounter leaves the listener with a lingering sense of unease.
Yeah.
It's like the psychological impact of the conflict is still there, lurking in the shadows.
This final encounter raises a lot of questions about the neighbor's motivations and mental state.
Right.
What drives someone to behave in such a persistently aggressive and destructive manner? While we can't diagnose or speculate from a distance, this type of behavior could point to deeper underlying issues.
It's a reminder that we don't always know what's going on in the lives of those around us.
Yeah.
There might be hidden struggles that contribute to their actions, but of course that doesn't excuse the behavior or diminish the harm it caused.
Exactly. And this deep dive has really taken us on a roller coaster ride through a real life nightmare.
It has.
It's a stark reminder that neighbor conflicts can spiral out of control in ways we might never expect.
Yeah.
And the emotional toll can be significant.
It's left us with a lot to ponder.
It has.
How do we handle those difficult neighbor situations?
Correct.
What are our rights?
Exactly.
And most importantly, how do we protect ourselves and our families when things start to escalate?
Those are great questions.
Yeah. We'll delve into those questions and more with part three of this deep dive.
Yeah, it's a lot to process, for sure. This deep dive has been intense. And you might be listening and thinking, okay, that's terrifying. But what can I actually do to protect myself if I'm ever in a similar situation? That's a great question. And I think the first and most crucial takeaway here is the importance of setting clear boundaries with your neighbors from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Simple things like introducing yourself, establishing communication channels, and addressing any issues early on can go a long way in preventing conflicts down the road.
It's like building a foundation of respect and understanding. Don't let things fester, because as we've seen, those seemingly small issues can snowball into major conflicts.
Exactly. And along those lines, if you find yourself dealing with a neighbor whose behavior is becoming aggressive or threatening, document everything.
Oh.
Keep a record of texts, calls, incidents, any damage to your property.
So it's like creating a paper trail.
Right.
So you're not just relying on your memory if things escalate.
Exactly.
And speaking of escalation, don't hesitate to contact the police if you feel unsafe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's their job to protect you. And remember, you have rights as a homeowner and a resident.
Mm-hmm.
Familiarize yourself with local ordinances regarding noise, property boundaries, and harassment.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power, especially in these situations.
Great advice. And maybe the most important takeaway of all is trust your gut.
Right.
If something feels off, if a neighbor's behavior is making you feel uncomfortable or threatened, don't ignore it.
Talk to someone you trust. Seek support from friends or family and reach out for professional help if needed.
Mm.
Your safety and well-being are paramount.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the dark side of neighbor conflicts,
yeah,
it's important to remember that while these situations can be incredibly challenging,
yeah,
there are ways to navigate them and prioritize your own peace of mind.
And remember, you're not alone.
Right.
Neighbor conflicts are more common than you might think, and there are resources available to help.
Yeah.
A quick online search can connect you with mediation services, legal aid, and support groups.
This deep dive might have been a bit of a wild ride,
yeah,
but I think it's a valuable reminder that we have the power to protect ourselves,
right,
and find solutions even when faced with difficult circumstances.
We've explored the dark side, but remember, there's also the bright side of neighborly connections.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Maybe this deep dive has inspired you to reach out to your own neighbors.
Yeah.
Build those bridges and create a more harmonious community.
That's a great point. A little kindness can go a long way.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of neighbor conflicts.
It was my pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful and empowering.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
At Ritual, we know what goes into a magical holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. This new year, take a moment for yourself with simple daily rituals that help you put your foundational health at the top of your to-do list. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin is a clinically backed multivitamin featuring 9 high-quality key essential ingredients to help you fill key nutrient gaps in your diet. Or maybe you're stressing your daily protein intake, or you want to double down on support for your gut microbiome. From plant-based essential protein to 3-in-1 pre, pro, and postbiotic strains with Symbiotic Plus, Ritual helps you focus on supporting your body after a long season of juggling everybody else. And for a limited time, do it with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In my early days as an advertiser, running commercials on TV was guesswork. I knew TV was powerful, but it was impossible to see which ads truly worked. So I teamed up with the best data scientists to create a better way to buy and measure TV ads. Tatari was born. Today, hundreds of brands and agencies use Tatari, and we help them optimize with metrics that actually grow the business. Learn more at tatari.tv.